to 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. If confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saying he hopes to one day be best friends with Iran from President Trump, a softer tone for one of America's greatest adversaries.
On his way to Camp David on Saturday, Mr. Trump said he's planning new sanctions on Iran.
Tragic scene in Hawaii. 11 people killed when their skydiving plane went down while taking off in Oahu.
A hot air balloon made a sudden landing on spectators celebrating the town of Hannibal's bicentennial.
The president fired back his latest accuser, a prominent writer who alleges he sexually assaulted her 2 decades ago.
President Trump has postponed nationwide raids to catch and deport some illegal immigrants, including families. The president now says he's giving Congress 2 weeks to find a political solution on border issues.
Toy Story 4 takes the top spot at the box office this weekend. The Disney film ranks as the fourth highest animated film opening ever.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Reminder, Mayor Ty Strange will be in the house at 1:30, an unusual time for him, but he'll be here from 1:30 to 2:30. We had to postpone because he had a conflict for his normally scheduled time of 2 o'clock on the third Wednesday of the month. So we changed that over to today. So we'll be looking for your calls, comments, questions, viewpoints at 272-9228. Let's see here. Mr. Computer is just not acting good at all. I want to try to get this over to you. Let's do the Catherine Herridge. This was interesting, talking about the Defense Intelligence Agency, DNI, and it's interesting talking about the Iranian analysis of the Iranian situation.
A surveillance drone was shot down. The Defense Intelligence Agency, known as the DIA, provided immediate analysis of Iran's military.
We mapped those things out for the chairman, for the secretary, for the warfighters, so that they can have a sense of what are the capabilities the Iranians have, what are the possible reactions that they might take if pressure is put upon them.
In his first national television interview, the head of the DIA told Fox News he believes Iran is likely at an inflection point. On the one hand, Director Ashley said the Iranians probably think they're in a good position with their influence on the Iraqi government, and their longtime ally, Syrian President Assad, will probably remain in power. But Director Ashley said there are significant and growing negatives for Tehran, the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran deal, and the sting of sanctions.
I'd say they're probably at an inflection point right now. I would say the pressure campaign is working, and there is hardship. And, you know, the president has asked the question before, you know, does this have an impact on the Iranian people? And it has an impact on the entire nation when you look at their economy, because the economy is moving into recession and they are struggling.
On a high-security installation near the Pentagon, Fox News went inside the secretive agency, whose analysts embedded with special operations to track the Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden to his compound in Pakistan. But now the pivot is away from terrorism to the contest between nations.
Of all of the competitors to the United States, is China the one that concerns you the most?
China is the long-term concern. If you think about Russia in so many ways, even though they have thousands of nuclear weapons, a lot of things, you know, that are left over from the Soviet era, in a lot of ways they are a declining power, especially economically.
Director Ashley said China and Russia are also working together to block U.S. interests.
Catherine Herridge does a really good job. She's... she knows how to ask good questions. She's smart, and she gets right down to the point. That was a good interview. I wish they would have something like that, the 30-minute block that they would put up there versus a story about a story. Pete, this is going to be stop and go. Are we ready to play this? It's going to be stop and go. I apologize straight up for the quality. Hopefully, your computer will load this faster than mine. Pete Buttigieg got kind of a double whammy.
Oh, yeah.
He got his South Bend got hit by a tornado on Sunday. Oof. And then a police officer shot a black man. And when you look at the video of Pete Buttigieg answering the question, do black lives matter? And he said, of course black lives matter. And then they said, well, fire the police officer. He visibly is shaking. He's shaking.
Mm.
That's not a good thing for a future commander-in-chief to be shaking. Let's listen to the CBS story, Nancy Cordes.
This week's first Democratic debates in the 2020 presidential campaign are likely to focus heavily on race and civil rights. One candidate, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, was emotional as he heard from angry constituents yesterday in his home city of South Bend, Indiana. A police-involved shooting that killed a black man has raised racial tensions there. Nancy Cordes is covering the 2020 campaign. Nancy, how is the mayor responding to the outrage and the criticism there in his hometown?
Good morning. Well, he's taking responsibility for a controversial body camera policy there and for the shrinking diversity in his city's police department. And he acknowledged the racial tensions that have dogged the police department throughout his 7-year tenure as mayor.
We have tried but not succeeded to increase diversity in the police department, and we need help.
At home in South Bend, Indiana, Buttigieg was confronted by accusations of bias in his city's police force.
Y'all got racism inside of y'all police department. How are we supposed to trust this? I am raising a 7-year-old grandson that when he sees the police, he is afraid. That is not what's supposed to happen.
Racial tensions flared last week after a white South Bend police officer shot and killed a black man who was allegedly holding a knife. The officer was wearing a body camera, but it was not turned on.
If anyone who is on patrol is shown to be a racist or to do something racist, in a way that is substantiated, that is their last day on the street.
Wow, that's a tough guy. This is not working well for him.
No, and it was kind of being a mayor and running a city can be a great asset. I think it's a more difficult job than, say, being a state house rep here in Alabama or a state senator. But we can talk to Todd Strange about it. If something like this in particular happens, not only a natural disaster, but also a hot button issue that has deep roots in history in South Bend, that's a...
Well, South Bend has a interesting racial makeup.
Yeah.
And it has very much a blue collar workers town. And when he said we need some help on diversifying our police officers, I hate to say this, Mayor, but you're the mayor.
Right.
And, you know, other cities learn from what's going on, and they did diversify, as we saw in the Missouri case. Anybody from the South can walk into the place and go, whoop, yeah, way too many white officers here. The ratio is not matching the profile of your city.
No, I'm going to go back to something you said, and this is a video where he's kind of confronted, and there's no space between him and the people questioning him pretty forcefully.
He's sitting there with a microphone in one of those boxes that amplifies it.
Sure.
And he's talking into something that's like a hand mic to a CB. And people are yelling at him, and there's distance in between them, but they're yelling, and he's physically and visibly disturbed.
It sounds like a panic attack. I've had that happen maybe once or twice in my life, but they're very, you know, traumatic events, and then I was able to calm down. If that's happening to him when people are just yelling at him, shouting, like in a town hall setting, that's a very bad sign.
Well, it's outside, and he's using one of these microphone things to talk to the crowd. I certainly called it the media. He was out there for an hour and a half, or an hour and five. And I went back and looked at part of that tape to see what I could pull of it. And it was just too long. I may use it for our Wednesday show. But this is a sign of weakness that I think could hurt him. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Hey, Larry G.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you today?
I'm good. I want to holler at Morris, man.
I'm good.
You're on the air.
You're on. This is...
Well, I hear you talking on the radio now, man. I mean, something must be going on.
What do you mean?
We have a delay, like a 15, 20-second delay, so if you turn off the radio and just talk to us...
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Morris?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're live on air, Larry.
Okay. Well, listen, that was no regarding that South Bend shooting with the sergeant. The deal is that there was no weapon found. I mean, they searched the area. They didn't find a weapon. Mars, let me interject this briefly, man.
Sure.
Is Dan Mars and Larry G are police officers? Now, the bottom line is simple. It's obvious to us that we may have to use deadly force. Shouldn't we have our body cam on while the public can know what the hell? See, what's going on with a lot of these situations that these guys, they had an option to turn them on and turn them off. If I was that sergeant, a guy had a damn knife, if I ever wanted to turn on my body cam, that would have been the time to do it. I suspect foul play because there was no weapon found. What did the sergeant do with the damn knife? Ram it up his rear end?
No.
Well, I mean, the sergeant said the guy had a knife. And, I mean, he didn't say that. He gave him order to throw the knife down. If I'm a cop, a guy got a weapon, I give a command to drop the weapon. If you don't drop the weapon, then, you know, maybe I use my taser. That don't do any good. I may have to use a deadly force. But see, you see how important, now you got good folks and bad folks. They say, well, hell, we don't know what the hell happened. We don't know if the sergeant telling a lie or not. But there was no knife found, and the sergeant didn't have his body cam on, Dan. I mean, come on. For crying out loud, something is not clean in the milk here, Maurice.
Well, a couple of things here, Larry G. First of all, if I'm the mayor or the police chief, I put Larry G. and Dan Morris together in a car and where they're checking on each other. And, you know, there's information I want to know, like when was the last time the body cam was on, for example, or was it just turned off? And those are all legitimate things that you have to ask. But anybody can diversify a police force. You can diversify it, even if you have to go pay some people more money to get the diversification.
The bottom line, I agree with the mayor in South Bend. Now he's advocating now. I'm pretty sure he regrets the fact is that. Now the sergeant home on a paid vacation. I mean, hey, and obviously he's going to be cleared because, in essence, who could prove to the contrary? The sergeant said the man had a knife. There was no proof of a knife. There was no knife found on the victim. The first responders came. They didn't find a weapon. Something stinks to high heaven, Mars. Incidentally, I'm a mayor here, Todd Strange. Guess what? He's supposed to be in charge of the police department. But obviously he's not. Now, you can take that to the bank. He'll be. You say he'll be on at 1:30 or 2:30? Mm-hmm. I call back and I, you know, say it to his face or on the radio or whatever. Because I'm delighted that Todd Strange is gone. With all due respect.
Well, he's not
I'm
gone
I'm delighted
yet.
That he's gone to the house. I'm sorry?
He's not gone yet.
Well, he said he got a few more months. I wish he would leave today. We need somebody in control of the police department. Ernest Finley, it's a joke.
Who do you think should be mayor?
Well, to be frank with you, Archie Davis is the man to be mayor. Elton Dean and Stephen Reed, hey. I got no faith in either one of those guys.
If you have Stephen Reed and Archie Davis in a runoff, who do you think will win?
I think Archie Davis will win because you got a lot of outside people that are... Archie Davis have a lot of contact. Now, on the other hand, you look at it a different way. Maybe it's the runoff between Archie Davis and Stephen Reed. Who knows? Maybe Stephen Reed might just be victorious. Who knows? But the bottom line is simple. See, a mayor cannot clean up a city by himself. I like that mayor there in South Bend. He's a young guy. I think he's for the right thing. But the bottom line is simple. See, let me interject this, too. I don't know if you noticed some or not. That was a case where a police officer had to put his canine on a perpetrator, and the dog was biting the hell out of him, right? So the officer said, leave it. Guess what? That dog immediately stopped. Most of the canine dogs are not like that. A lot of these police departments got these dogs for one reason, inflict punishments on people. If you got a dog, Mars, if you give him order to engage and give him order to stop, if he don't, most of these cops have to pull these dogs off and fight. I said, my God, what kind of crap is that? It's the same way here in Alabama, Mars.
Well,
I'm a police department here.
I think you're adding the Larry G spin on it. I have watched canine units work, and as soon as you give them the order to stop, they stop. I've never seen a dog that's kept going, ever.
Mars, I never said all of them was like that. There are a lot of the canines in Alabama shouldn't be in service. Now, you said what you said. When I alluded to the fact, I said I have seen police officers in Alabama with good canine dogs. When you give them the command to disengage, they're supposed to do just that.
Yeah.
The majority of the canine dogs here in Alabama does not do that, Dan.
That's you're putting your spin on it. I have seen canine units work before, and I've never seen them not come off of a takedown.
Dan, the bottom line is something.
Let me tell you what you do. Is you start projecting the way you think something is, the way you feel something
well,
is.
Well, you give me your view, Dan.
Larry G, I added this caveat that you didn't add. I have seen these guys in doing the demonstrations. I've watched them. You have
the
not. Larry G, you have not. I have. Thanks.
What do you mean I have?
Yeah. News Talk 93.1, and be back with Gene right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Yeah. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm going to tell everybody, it's hot out here.
It is. The humidity is incredible. That's why it's going to rain.
Oh, yeah. But if you want something cool to eat, go down there to Sweet Creek and get that chicken salad. Man, that thing got fruit on it and lettuce and egg. That thing is cool and it is good.
Did you just come back from there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Good for you.
And also, while I was there, Reed is holding two $50 gift certificates for you to give away to the military families for July 4th.
Oh, you are so nice. I will head down there and pick that up without a doubt.
All right, sir.
You are so thoughtful, Gene. I really, really appreciate that.
I really thank a lot of our military. My grandson's in Kuwait now, so I just always thinking about him and everybody else, and they're serving their time, and it's kind of what I like to do for them.
Well, you're a very thoughtful person, and I really appreciate you doing that. Appreciate you being a listener to the show.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Gene. Isn't that thoughtful?
Very thoughtful. Thank you, Gene, again.
That is really wonderful when somebody does something like that. I'm reading some articles about the shooting. The reason the body cam was not owned is that he had not turned on his lights. When you turn on your lights, it automatically turns your body cam on.
Hmm.
so this article says. I have not seen anywhere where it says that a knife was not found. It, and what happened is the family said, this is so unlike him. We've never been known to carry a knife or a gun. And this is so out of character, would be so out of character for him. I want to tell you the number of times, and you can have police officers, I can line them up outside. I have one I'm talking to right now, who the mom will say, little Johnny isn't bad. He isn't a bad boy. And we come to know the law knows little Johnny pretty well. And little Johnny's got a rap sheet that's pretty darn long.
Right.
And as they say, is known to the police. And so I hear my police officer friends tell me that kind of stuff all day long. And so because somebody thinks that they weren't capable of doing it, doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing it. And was the guy really breaking into a car? Because eyewitnesses called the police saying there was a man breaking into the car. Eyewitnesses said of the victim that that was the person that they saw. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Ben, how you guys doing?
I'm great, Robert. Long time no talk to.
I guess some of the camera worked differently because I was, I seen one Montgomery police officer was having a problem with a young man back here a couple months ago. You know, first he got out, it was just a general talk. Then the guy started giving him problems. I seen him step back and push that button on his collar. Then that camera came on. So I don't know, does it aggravate when you turn the lights on, or can you activate it yourself?
I think you can activate it yourself.
Right.
But it automatically gets activated when the lights are on, so this South Bend newspaper says.
Well, I'd imagine it's different for different departments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's one they need to get for all departments, because sometimes you might pull up on a scene that there's nothing going on, and all of a sudden something kicks off. You need to be able to turn your camera on manually instead of waiting till the lights come on. So that might help them out to go to a different type of camera, because like you said, say you see two people on the side of the street and they seem like they're in an argument. You pull over and get out, and all of a sudden one pulls a gun. You can't run back to the car and turn the lights on.
Yeah, no. I hear you. Like I said, I believe they can be activated by both.
And right. So
I'll ask the mayor. The mayor just sat down, so I'll ask him about how I was doing.
Yeah, I was standing there when it happened. He did the smart thing to turn his camera on, because this guy started giving him a little slack. He came up in a gentle way, spoke to him in a nice way. The conversation was going pretty well, and all of a sudden this guy gets violent. And he just stepped back a little bit and put his camera on. So I get that for his self-protection.
Robert, thanks for the telephone call. Got to go,
right,
buddy.
Guys.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Mayor Todd Strange is going to be joining us right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump urging Iran's leader to back down on trying to develop nuclear weapons.
The potential to have a great country and quickly, very quickly. And I think they should do that rather than going along this very destructive path. Destructive for everybody.
Signing an executive order imposing new sanctions against Iran in the crosshairs.
The Supreme Leader, as well as the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Secretary Mnuchin also said that later on this week, they are going to target the Foreign Minister Javad Zarif for sanctions.
Fox's John Roberts. And the driver of a truck in a crash that killed 7 motorcyclists in New Hampshire has been charged with 7 counts of negligent homicide.
A medical examiner says all of them, members of a motorcycle club for Marines, died from blunt trauma. The oldest was 62, the youngest, 42.
Fox's Gernal Scott. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for what? The fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chance is in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Let's bring in the mayor of our beloved city, Todd Strange. How about that for a crowd response? Okay. Mayor, welcome aboard the show.
Well, thank you so much. That's almost as much applause as the Temptations got last
night. Was that a good concert?
It was a very nice concert. It was a rocking spot.
That they're a fun group to watch. That was a big group. That was a big group when I was in college. Yeah.
They had the Four Tops too. The Four Tops was the beginning, and you know they played some new stuff, and then they got into their stuff, and the Temptations came on, and they started with their old stuff. But they told us that's the number one recording group in the history of recording.
Not just Motown, of any group.
Any groups.
Including the Beatles.
What I heard.
They have been doing it for a while. Members
like
and whatnot. But
58 years.
Yeah, so I'd imagine that's correct.
I don't know, but it was a good concert. We were going in and inquired whether we had a sellout or not. Of course, you know, they said we got 8 tickets left. That's a sellout.
Yeah, really. That is definitely a sellout. Let's go to the body cam story. Tell me, what does Montgomery do?
Well, first of all, we started that body cam about 4 years ago now. we've got them. All patrol officers have them. We've gotten the second generation body cams, if I'm not mistaken. The first body cams were not totally reliable, but we've been able to go to the second generation. And you activate them when you exit the police. That's policy. If they don't, or if supervision finds that they haven't activated it, then it's subject to disciplinary action.
So they go back and they monitor those.
Absolutely, got to
do an audit of such.
Yeah, because you don't want to be selective. And I know you've had some calls recently about that. You know, but number one, it's not a perfect system. People will, in fact, forget or not become second nature to them. But if you think about it, when we have had issues, 99% of the issues, the body cam exonerates the allegation that was being made against the police officer, because under city investigations, that's the first thing you go do. You go get the body cam, you get the police car cam, and find out what in fact happens.
Let me congratulate you on two things.
Okay.
Zelda Road and Fairview Avenue.
Yeah, both of them.
I want to tell you something. Fairview Avenue, there's been something about Fairview Avenue that's bugged me for decades, and that is the stripe was done not based on the distance from the curb, but from what it was in the block before, and they finally straightened that out.
Oh, wow.
I went, man, somebody finally did it correctly.
Well, first of all, I just need to make sure everybody understands that is a very temporary fix, a couple of years. And the reason is because of the experience that we had on South Court. We've been working actively for 7 years to be able to get that accomplished. And unfortunately, we're in almost the same situation with Fairview Avenue and Zelda. Engineering is done. The rights of way acquisition is in process. People think their properties are worth more than what the courts or the mediation does, but you have to go through that. And then the most frustrating thing was in South Court, it took more than 2 years for the physical relocation of the utility. I mean, power's got to go first, and then AT&T, and then your other ones have to do. And so it took more than 2 years. Some of the times they had to pull off because they had tornadoes and they had hurricanes and things like that. And so we're not even at the utility relocation phase. We're still in the acquisition phase. And so from that standpoint, I wasn't going to leave office and let somebody else come in and have to wait 2 or 3 years before we at least got some paving on that. And I thought, frankly, it was about $100,000 for each of them. I was corrected this morning by saying it was $100,000 just to pave the Fairview, and the other is probably as much. So we're talking a couple of $100,000, which is not a lot amount of money, but particularly since we've got the new infrastructure money coming. But it is going to be a benefit to all of the traffic in Montgomery.
Someone asked me the question, so I'm going to pass this on to you. On Zelda Road, was that a city crew or was that contracted?
Absolutely city.
Well, I want to tell you something. My office is on Zelda Road, and the people in my office were very impressed with the speed and the quality of work that was done.
Right. Both of them, Fairview and Zelda. Just on a kind of inside baseball, what was going to happen is we were going to go from 65 to about Perry with our first segment. We're going to pull off, and then we're going to go pave in the neighborhoods, and then we're going to pull off and finish all the way to Five Points on Fairview, go pave some neighborhoods, and then go to Zelda. When we got into it, it went a little faster than we had anticipated, and could have gone faster.
Because you told me it was going to take a week, and y'all finished it way before a week.
Yeah, about 3 days, got the striping in. But we just knocked it all out in maybe 7 working days.
Well, let me tell you, very impressive. And here's the thing. Zelda can be a bottleneck traffic-wise, and the the work did not create that bottleneck.
Right.
So congratulations.
Right. Well,
to
thank you so much.
Give that person a medal.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people. You know, it was in the 90s, and I was out there with moral support. We did some video stuff like that. But those are the heroes of our city. That's the backbone of the worker for the city of Montgomery and all others, because they get up every morning and they want to try to do what's best for our city. And, you know, I get all kind of calls about, well, you know, it doesn't take five people to do this, or it doesn't take six to do that, or whatever. But in working in 100-degree, 95-degree with asphalt, gets over 100 degrees, you got to have some water breaks, and you don't need to work 15 minutes and take 15 minutes off. You got to keep on going after it, because asphalt sets up and things like that. So I hope everybody appreciates it, and we're just glad that we were able to do it.
Well, both of them look really, really good, very impressed, and I know my office is very impressed with the quality and the speed of the work, and we appreciate it, because it, you know, not being able to get clients in and out of your building is affects your bottom line.
No question about that.
Let's talk about
somebody in the finance business.
Yeah, really. Let's talk about finances in the city. Yeah. How are we doing on finances?
I got to tell you, Dan, we're blessed. We're over 4% for this year. Last month or so, we were up almost 8%. Obviously, our travel is having something to do with it, because there's a lot of
money. And that's the Legacy Museum.
Legacy Museum.
Did you see Brian on CBS this morning?
Not on CBS, but I did see him on NBC on Friday. I saw the article in the paper this morning. All that's leading up to that HBO series. But, you know, for Montgomery, Alabama.
For the audience, we're going to be playing part of that in the next hour.
It's been a huge economic benefit for us. But as importantly, it's changed the attitude of people that have seen the South and Alabama, and certainly Montgomery, Alabama, in a way, the bookend kind of way. We get lots of good comments in the national and international press about the fact that we are confronting our past. We're reconciling our past. We're talking about our past so that something like this just never happens in the future. So we get good marks. Obviously, I engage these people almost daily, and we keep hearing that theme. You know, this is changing how people view Montgomery.
Well, it is amazing when you go downtown of the people, the tourists that are here, and people walking in and out, and they're just... Everybody, to a person, when you talk to them, they'll say, everybody is so nice here, and you have such a beautiful city and such beautiful people.
All right.
And it's just incredible.
It's that Southern hospitality.
And then I buy them a drink.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they're spending a ton of money. But interestingly, that's not the only thing they're doing. I mean, museums, Shakespeare, even the Little White House of the Confederacy, their attendance is records. Because people want to see the whole continuum of history. Because we have a ton of history in Montgomery, Alabama. It's not just the Civil War, civil rights. You know, we got a lot of medical history here. We've got transportation history here.
Military history.
The first air-conditioned theater in the United States of America was in Montgomery, Alabama. It has to be torn down.
First streetcar.
First electric streetcar. First open-heart surgery was done in Montgomery, Alabama. So lots of good stuff going on, and it's been exciting to see. It's been fun, and I have no regrets the fact that I've got five more months, but hopefully we've teed it up for whomever comes in that can continue to reap the benefits.
272-9228, question, comment, viewpoint for the mayor. He is online for you. Someone asked me a question, and I did not know the answer, and that is the Martin Luther King Church. Have they done the audio features in that? Or where are we in that?
I wish I could answer that question. I do not know that specifically. I know that tourism... governor put $50,000. I think that's what the situation was. Truthfully, I cannot answer whether that's installed or not.
Because when I go by, I don't see anybody going in. I see people taking pictures outside, but I see no one going in. And that makes me think that it's not.
I wish I could tell you. Lee Sintel would certainly know. The Pastor Andy would certainly know. It it probably has to do with being put on the civil rights trail, and all of that's in process. So I would think that if it's not in, it should be shortly, because the money's allocated.
Let's talk about police force and the strength of the force.
Well, we're creeping up, if you will. We've got a class that's graduating here real soon, next week or so, 3 weeks, 2 weeks. And then we've got another class of probably 25, maybe 30, that will be coming in July, I guess it is. We'll start it. We're in that 475, 480 range. We're hiring a few more folk that are transferring here from other places or may have been there previously and kind of coming back to us. But I think within the next year, we'll be back over that 500 number, because our academy is doing some smart things in recruiting and finding places. We've changed our tattoo policy as well.
Right.
That was changed last week, and we've also changed our beard policy. So those are modern day things that we eliminated a lot of people just on the fact that there were no facial hair. There was no.
And the tattoo was that anything visible, correct?
Yeah, that's right. But now, as long as it's not stupid or
across your face,
yeah, something like that, you can have it not on your hands and not above your neck. You won't have to cover it.
Interesting.
Big morale booster, frankly, for both the police and the fire departments. And that took some coming around to. And I tell you who did it, Ron Sams, who's the public safety director. He's been watching the Air Force's policy, and he's seen the Air Force change their attitude over the last year or so. And so just in the last couple of weeks, as he put out a policy, and I think it was it's implemented now.
News on 93.1 FM. We're going to go to a quick break. Mayor Todd Strange in the house. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Judy, 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 Judy.
That's really good.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.2728, that's where we are. Maritime Strange in the house.
In the house is cool.
Yeah, really.
Man, feels good in here.
It, I tell you, that was amazing, the humidity that we had on Saturday. God.
Was it 105-ish?
Five heat index. It was amazing.
Well, I tell you what, your brother did not play golf. I walked on to number 17 with three shots to spare to shoot my age, and I didn't shoot my age.
Uh-oh.
I got tired. 17,
let's go to the phones. Let's go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, guys.
I got a question for you. I was at that Gunner Hill Campground Park this weekend camping with my children, and there were sheriff's deputies patrolling through there, which I don't care if they are, but is any of that their jurisdiction?
Gunner Hill, you said? Campgrounds?
Where is Gunner Hill?
Gunner Hill Campground.
Yep.
State park, is that, or is that a government park?
I'm not sure. I know where Gunner Hill Campground is.
It's out by the old racetrack, but it's on the river.
Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is the sheriff's. I know what you're talking about, because there's another development just past that, and it's right there by the racetrack. Yeah, that would be sheriff. Probably a couple, 3 miles back down the road is where the city limits ends.
Right. I was just wondering, it being a state park, why the sheriff would be.
Oh, they were actually in the park. That is kind of interesting.
The state campground.
Yeah.
Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
Federal Park.
Only thing I can think of is that maybe the park rangers called them for some reason.
There was no one even there but maybe 10 campers. Yeah. They just cruised through about every hour.
Maybe they were just trying to be surveilling the racetrack over there. But that is kind of unusual.
There's some unusual things that happen in parks.
I can imagine.
Well, it was.
This is a campground.
Montgomery. That's a really unusual thing.
It was just kind of odd seeing them go through there a couple times. Yeah. You know?
Well, I would assume people would appreciate that, frankly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I did. I mean, that's just kind of. I don't know if they would have any jurisdiction in there being a federal park.
Well, as long as there was a park ranger that would be around. Again, I don't know.
Is it a state park or a federal park?
Well, it's Army Corps of Engineers, so
that
would make it federal.
No, not necessarily. They could be on the, if it's on the river.
It's right on the river, yeah.
Right. It's on the river.
I know exactly where it is, and frankly, I didn't even know it was there. And it looked to be a pretty nice park, actually.
It is a nice park, and it's pretty quiet, except for when the younger kids get out there at night and the races are going, they get a little loud.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Are they still racing out there? I hadn't had any complaints. I'm knocking on wood about the sound.
Yes, sir. They still are.
Yeah. Because we've had
They're not running the drag strip, just the circle track.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Well, there was some agreement that said they had to be finished by a time certain on weekdays and weekends.
Yeah, they were finished at want to say probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. They were done.
Yeah, I can't answer whether they have jurisdiction or not. Be interesting.
Yeah, that's all I was wondering.
But I guarantee you, law enforcement knows how to find jurisdiction.
That's right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yes.
Yeah. News on 83.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right with Mayor Todd Strange in the house.
You talked about revenues. You asked me about that, and then I told you about the sales tax. Lodging tax is out the yin-yang, too. I mean, it is booming. We're clicking over 70% for the entire city. We've actually got 100 rooms. Actually, it's 200 rooms. 100 rooms in the Embassy and 100 rooms at the Renaissance that are out all on a rolling basis this summer. Wow. to renovate and to refurbish. So those have not been in the inventory, and we still are killing it. We've sold, I think it's almost 30,000 more hotel rooms this year than we did last year. Now, here's going to be the telltale. October, April 26 is when the Equal Justice Museum and Memorial opened. And so those first numbers are really the May numbers, which we will see at the end of June. If we're up in that 5, 6, 7% range on top of being up 10 and 15% already across the board, that's going to be huge for us. Although the lodging tax, if we're gangbusters, we won't be up much more than about $1 million. That's a really good year for us. But that gets us in the $12.5 million range, which is what we've used.
What did your gut tell you on it?
I think we're going to be in the 5% range, which, again, would be very good. Now, we've got the Staybridge Suites. Jerry Kaiser tells me that he's going to open, you know what, on the 27th. Well, at least at the end of this month. And then the Spring Hill Suites was going to open on the 28th, but they ran into a little log jam, and I think it's going to be more like mid-July.
Which one is the Bishop Parker building?
That's the Spring Hill Suites.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be more like July?
Yeah, I think so. But the important thing there is that not only they open, but then they go straight to the Murphy House to start construction on
that's
that
the one project. I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, speaking of this, I mentioned the fact that we'd been in Savannah last Wednesday, ran into a very well-known hotelier that owns a number of the Bohemian properties around, particularly the one in Birmingham. There's one in Savannah. There's one down in Florida. He's been watching Montgomery, and he's coming here to look see. I think we've got room for one more hotel in the next 5 years. Two more properties have been purchased for hotels, and we still have that one on the hill up there at
Hilltop
Arms. That is ready to go. It just hasn't started yet. I guess, frankly, the guys maybe just didn't have the wherewithal to pull it off right now.
So you think it's soon to come, or is it in hold?
Which one?
Hilltop.
I think it's on hold right now, but it could be. Oh, I mean, it could be under construction tomorrow because all the plans have been approved. All he's got to do is go. But either way, we're going to have another 220 hotel rooms coming on in the next 30 days.
That's absolutely amazing. Every time I go downtown, I'm just astonished at the number of people there and meeting people. And how much fun everybody's having.
Absolutely. Like, just like last night, you know, with having the Temptations, the Four Tops there, there were thousands of people downtown, sellout crowd, great venue. People from all over the state and Southeast, frankly, were there, and they were going to spend the night and just do things on a Sunday night. Those are good nights to have those things.
And think about what Sunday night used to look like downtown.
Well, how about Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night, Tuesday night?
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with Mayor Todd Strange after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.